Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, turning our attention now to air travel with our guest, Rick Seney, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. He's going to talk with us about what to expect if you travel over the Memorial Day weekend. Plus, he's going to be answering your travel questions. I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org. Post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We're also on Twitter. Tweet us at L Mueller Show. And Rick Seney, thanks for joining us today.
Really, hey, Larry. How are you today? It's great.
Yeah, great to have you here. I'm jumping on a plane next week on Tuesday, and I'm flying up to Saskatchewan to play in a golf tournament. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, getting on the plane. And I don't expect, frankly, long lines from Minneapolis to Saskatchewan, or when I'm in Saskatchewan, at Saskatoon, to come back to the country. At least I'm hoping. But I see there are some long lines in Chicago, for example.
Yeah, it depends on the airport and depends on the different facilities, TSA director. But it's here's what's about to happen. There's projected to be about a 6% increase in summertime travel. We haven't even hit the summertime travel season yet when we're going to actually have the issue. So we're just at the beginnings of it. And they just don't have time to train up enough folks. There are actually more folks dropping off than they can train. So this is going to be a difficult time this summer. It just means folks have to get a little bit earlier to the airport. Definitely bring those audiobooks or all the batteries refresh. Bring your book, whatever it takes, because there's going to be some extra time. And the shop owners there at the airport love this because everybody's there early. So if you do get through the security quickly, you'll be bored and there'll be plenty of stuff to do at the airport.
I like to be there early anyway, so we've talked about that in the past.
Yeah, you know, you and I are completely different on that topic. I like to slide in with two wheels like Joey Chitwood.
Well, Kathy in Madison has a question for you, so let's just go there. Hi, Kathy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my question. Rick, I'm in the extremely early stages of planning a trip to Hawaii for next summer.
Sure.
So I've got two questions for you. One is, can you please remind me when is the optimal time to be looking for airfare to Hawaii? And the other is, I see that there's multiple airports in Hawaii. Are there any pros or cons of choosing one over the other?
Sure, yeah. So summertime trips to Honolulu, in general, domestic airfare, you want to start shopping about 3 months beforehand and not buy your ticket any later than about 30 days. Once you get inside 30 days, you're playing right into the airlines. Hands. They have about almost a decade of digital information about people's buying patterns. And as long as you're buying sort of in that 3 month to 1 month range, that's when you should be shopping. If you actually shop earlier, like 6 months or so, you're paying a much higher price. So you don't want to shop too early. So for next summer, you'd be looking at sometime in, you know, sort of early spring to start shopping for that ticket. Now, because you're going to connect on the West Coast, likely, unless you take a nonstop, for example, from Chicago or Minneapolis, you have Honolulu, you have Kauai, you also have a Maui that you can fly to. Now, those are, I think you probably can only fly to Honolulu, maybe to Maui from Chicago. I'm not sure if they have a nonstop there. But from the West Coast, you can also fly to Kauai. So if you decide to connect in the West Coast, you have some options on which island you want to fly into.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And by the way, that ticket price, that for summertime travel, you should be able to, I'm looking at the history here for people that buy in early spring for summer. Looks like the ticket price, our projections are, won't go up, but about $5 to $10, and that average price has been in the $7.30 range.
Oh, that's helpful to know. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And Dick in Minocqua, you're next. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Dick from Viroqua.
Oh, Viroqua.
My situation is I would like to fly to Norway to see the relatives for a week and then go from there to Madrid, Spain. And when I go to Spain, I'm going to do what's called the Camino hike. It's a 200-mile hike. And so I'm wondering if would it be better to fly, get a ticket to Norway and then buy a separate ticket from Norway to Madrid and come back to Norway and then back to the States, or how do I make that connection?
Sure, yeah. So we have a couple. You're in pretty good shape because Norway, the Nordic countries, Norway, Finland, Sweden, Denmark, all have been some of the cheapest countries to fly into the last 6 months, and that continues. There's some low-cost airlines flying in there. It's dragged down the price. So flying into Norway is a good idea. In your particular case, it depends on how long you're going to be staying in Spain, in Barcelona. You could take a low-cost airline from Oslo, for example, to Barcelona, use that as a side trip and basically make Norway, which is going to be your cheap ticket, just a round trip there, and then do what's called a side trip to Barcelona, depending on how long you're going to stay. Or you could do what's called a circle trip, where you basically have a stopover, and you stop over in Oslo, stop over in Barcelona. The low-cost airline option side trip is going to be way cheaper than doing a circle trip with a stopover in this particular case. Circle trip with a stopover, I'm looking at it right now, depending on how long you stop over, is around $1,950 to $2,000. If you do the trip to Norway out of Chicago or Minneapolis, which is the major hubs in the area, the ticket price right now would be in the $1,000 range, and the side trip about $300.
There you go.
Okay. And just another question on the side trip. If I wanted to keep that as an open-ended ticket, I'm going to hike for 2 weeks. So I'm not exactly sure when I'd want to come back.
Yeah, open-ended tickets or non-refundable tickets would be much more expensive, even on the low-cost airline. So you have to be careful about doing that. You're better off pretty much knowing when you're going to come back. Now, it's a little bit easier if you're using somebody like EasyJet or Ryanair or one of the other low-cost airlines. You can buy about 7 or 8 days in advance and still get a decent price. So just be careful. You do want to know when you come back. Otherwise, you're going to be not buying refundable tickets, and those are usually 3 to 4 times higher.
There you go. Good luck, Dick. Thank you for calling. And Nancy in Madison, your turn. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Larry. Hey, I just booked a ticket this morning. Normally I fly Delta because that's where I have my frequent flyer miles. But the price seemed a little high, so I went on Fair Compare.
Great.
And I found a much cheaper ticket on United. But my question is, do airlines ever price match? Is there any way I can go back to Delta and say, hey, I usually fly you, I'm a, you know, frequent flyer guy?
They don't, actually. So it's really hard, actually, nowadays with legacy airlines like Delta and even United to actually get a human on the phone, first of all. And if you do call them, they're going to charge you $25 to tell you they can't do it. So in general, you don't. They do, in general, try to price match. It's one of the interesting things about the way airfare works. Our company is one of the few companies on the airline ticket stock exchange, so we see all the airfare for over 500 airlines worldwide all day long, and they do try to match most of the time. Now, many times if they think that they have better flight schedules or it's a shorter connection time, they will charge more, and that's probably why you saw the difference between the United and Delta ticket, but in this case, they're not going to price us. I will note that if the price does go down on United by more than the change fee, which is right now $200, they will actually, they have a guarantee with that, but that's the only guarantee you get.
I have to say the times were very similar, like almost exact. I couldn't figure out what the difference was. But
yeah, the main thing about this is that inventory changes dynamically all the time, and so do the prices and airfare. Each airline has their own goal, and they also take into account their competition. It's very sophisticated, and that's why you're going to see difference in prices all the time. Sounds like you got a pretty good deal. So tell you what, buy that with a Delta credit card, and you'll still get some miles on there.
That's what I did. You got it.
There we go. Thanks, Nancy. Thanks for calling. Appreciate your call. And maybe say a few words. Nancy went to your site. Talk about your site a bit.
Yeah, so we're an airline ticket comparison website. We don't actually sell tickets on our website. We just help find you the best deal. We have we take in literally tens of millions of shopping requests a day, and we try to find the best deals for folks. So we also send out alerts whenever prices change or drop. You can set the frequency on your alerts. And it's really a good way, with the advice that we've learned over the last decade, to shop in certain times of day, which days to shop. We'll tell you that on every different route, and we'll give you some options. And I'm an airfare hacker. We're a bunch of airfare hacker geeks. So if you ever have any questions, send it to our customer service. They'll help you hack your way to a good deal.
Amanda in La Crosse, thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Yes, thank you. I'm planning a trip that leaving the last week of September from Chicago to Athens, Greece, and being there for about 2.5 weeks. And I'm doing your Fair Compare alerts, and just recently got a message that it went from $890 down to $850. Do you anticipate that that's a pretty good price? It might not go lower. Should I be locking in now?
You're right at that sort of a little bit outside the normal 5-month window for international transatlantic travel for shopping.
I'm in it. That's only 4.5 months
away. Oh, okay. So you're leaving, did you say November?
The last Wednesday in September.
September. Oh, I'm sorry. I misheard you. Yeah, so you're definitely in the window. An $850 price is an excellent price out of Chicago. And what we've seen the last 2 or 3 weeks is we've seen oil prices jump pretty dramatically. If that continues to happen, it's likely that the airlines will add on to their surcharges. What they don't call them fuel surcharges anymore. They call them carrier imposed charges. So you're likely to see that jump up. So I'd go ahead and lock in on that ticket. $850 is a great price out of Chicago to Athens.
Great. Well, I'll go for it then.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call. We have open lines. We can get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. We have Anthony email back to ask what days of the week he should fly to Portland, Oregon, near the end of July. Should he fly to Seattle, and when should he buy his ticket?
Yeah, so he needs to be shopping right now. He's right in the perfect window to start shopping. To go through Portland, you could connect through Denver. You can connect through Seattle. You can also, depending on if you're flying out of Milwaukee or Madison or something, you would connect in Chicago or Minneapolis. So I'm not sure that the ticket price is going to be in the $450 range right now.
Yeah.
Our data shows it's not going to get much below $410, so I'd go ahead and lock in that price right now. So go ahead and buy that ticket as soon as you can.
Vivian in Milwaukee wants to hear about the Global Entry Pass. We've talked about it in the past, but it's worth repeating.
Sure, yeah. So you have two major programs in the United States. You have TSA PreCheck, which is basically pre-9/11 screening. You basically go through a metal detector. Your liquid stay in your bag. Your laptop stays in your bag. Your shoes stay on your feet. It's a perfect type of screening. And that's $85 for 5 years. So, and you also have another one on top of it, which includes PreCheck, called Global Entry. It's an additional $15, so $100 for 5 years. And with that, you also get expedited screening on your way back through Customs and Immigration. Now, you have lines now going into the airport. If you're coming back internationally, there's typically long lines in the summer coming back from transatlantic flights, Caribbean flights, sometimes anywhere from an hour and a half or two. In many airports, you're talking about maybe not more than 2 or 3 minutes if you have Global Entry. You go to the kiosk. You also have to sign up, so you have to do that. It may take a couple months because everybody's now trying to get PreCheck and Global Entry. To get an appointment, they take your fingerprints, and then at the kiosk on your way back, you just put your hand on the scanner, and then you're off to the races.
Jeff in Janesville is planning to fly to Anchorage, Alaska this summer, leaving August 24th and returning September 2nd. He could fly out of Milwaukee, Chicago, or Minneapolis. When should he buy his ticket, and what airport would be the best deal?
Yeah, he's a little bit early right now. You want to be in that 3-month window. Right now, it's definitely cheaper to fly out of Chicago to Anchorage than it is from Minneapolis to Anchorage by about 10%. Ticket price is now ranging in the $550 to $600 range. He should be able to buy that under $500 if he waits another month and a half or so.
Don in Glendale up next. Hi, Don. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Listen a lot. Enjoy your show. It's a nice diversion from the rotten politics of today.
But,
I'm taking my family to Yellowstone, and we were able, by booking one-way tickets, we were able to book Milwaukee to Denver for $102 and returning on a Monday from Salt Lake City through Las Vegas to Milwaukee for $89.
you are the consummate travel hacker, right? So booking one-way tickets and split ticketing is definitely a technique to be used. If you see prices that are too expensive, you should shop each one separately. This happens all the time, and it could be a completely different airline as well.
And yeah, and you just have to be willing to expend a day traveling. Essentially, the flight back from Salt Lake will be a 7-hour day, but when you save the kind of money that you do, who cares?
Yeah, so it's always, and this is what airlines do all the time. It's a trade-off between your time and how much you're willing. If you want convenience, you're going to pay a hefty price for convenience. If you're willing to give some of your time, you definitely can find much better deals. Connecting flights typically average about 35% cheaper than nonstop airlines on most routes.
Yeah, and you look at the cost and you figure, okay, for those hours, I'm spending these extra hours, but I'm saving 300 or however many dollars. Yeah,
with
it is.
Your laptop today and connectivity with phones, you're never really disconnected. So, even if you have to spend a couple extra hours at the airport, you probably could work just as effectively as if you were at your desk.
Well, if you save $300 but it costs you three hours, that's still $100 an hour.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and plus, you're always connected too. So it's not like you're completely disconnected during that time frame. And I think again, it's one of those things where that trade off is something everybody has to look at. Families of four have to look at it when they're heading to Disney and wherever.
Rick Seney, our guest, he'll be with us right up until 12:30 today. We'll take a look at the news and then we will be back with Rick. You stay with us. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network as we take a look at air travel today with Rick Seney, who is CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. Always great to have Rick talk with us, and I'm glad you're listening in. If you have a question for him about air travel, give a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email in at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page title, The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And, Rick, we're going to go to John in Stoughton, Wisconsin next. John, thank you for calling.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. This November 13th, I'm going on a 21-day trip to and flying into Tirana, Albania, and back from Ljubljana, Slovenia. And I found a connection on Turkish Airlines for around $825 or so. That's been sort of what it's been at. And I was wondering if that is a reasonable amount. And plus, I'm having trouble making arrangements into one city and out the other city. Is it necessary to call the airlines in order to make those arrangements?
Okay, so a couple things there. Anything in the $800 range is really good for Europe. Let me give you a reason why. The average fuel surcharge to Europe right now is in the $450 range. The average taxes and fees, which have nothing to do with the airlines, is about $150, so that's $600. That ticket is probably $115 to $130 each way. if that tells you, and that sort of sets the baseline. So the baseline is around low $600, so you see something in the $800s. It's a fairly inexpensive ticket. As far as needing the airlines to do this multi-city trip, if you're comfortable enough online, you can actually go to the airline, use their multi-city function on that particular airline's website. Or if you want to call, you can also do it with the airlines as well. I don't believe Turkish Airlines actually charges a fee for phone calls, so you're probably pretty safe there.
Very good. Thank you so very much.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. Diane in Viroqua, your turn. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I had a couple quick questions. I'm flying out of Milwaukee on Saturday to Florida, and they recommend you're there 3 hours prior to the flight. Do you feel that it's necessary to be that early? And do you have a price range for parking a vehicle at the airport for a week?
Yeah, I don't know much about the particular parking lots.
Where are you flying out of again?
She said Milwaukee, I think.
Oh, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I always take Uber to the airport with my family when we do it for family trips. But I will tell you that there is a couple ways you can sort of check. There's an app called MyTSA you can download to your smartphone. It's a crowdsourcing app that tells you how long the wait lines are. So if, when you wake up that morning, you can check that particular app out. You have to be careful. Not everybody posts in certain airports, but Milwaukee's big enough. You'll probably get some people posting how long the lines are. That'll give you an idea of how early you need to be. 2 hours is what everybody recommends for. And by the way, if you're there 2 hours early, to the airport, you're pretty much guaranteed that even if they do something crazy and the lines are too long, they'll hold up the airplanes. We've seen that across the country. Chicago and Dallas had to do that recently. So that's one way to know if you have to be there, how early you need to be there. But I would be very careful. What if your flight time's between 6:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. and between 3:30 p.m. and 6 p.m., that's where the crush times occur, and that's where you have to be really careful.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Ed in Lodi, it's your turn next.
Hi, Rick. Larry, in the process of planning a trip to Gloucester, Massachusetts, September 10th, it's a wedding, and then we'd like to run up the coast to Acadia National Park. A couple questions. One is, should I drive all the way, or is it cheaper maybe to fly into Boston and then rent a car
A couple things. First of all, that date, September 10th, is perfect because the prices drop by about 20% starting in the last week in August. So you don't want to buy your ticket, by the way, until probably the late June to July time frame. It's a little early to buy that ticket right now.
Okay.
But the ticket prices from where you're heading to Boston are very inexpensive at that time. I'd be surprised if you paid over $200 for that ticket. And I'm not sure what fuel will cost at that time, but I got a feeling that your fuel, depending on if you're taking a family of four or five, then clearly driving is going to be less expensive. But if you're just going with one or two, it's probably going to be cheaper to take the flight and rent a car.
Yeah, just my wife and I. So the airfare would be $200 round trip?
Approximately, yeah.
Oh, okay. And what airport would that go out of?
Yeah, it's going to be the bigger airports are going to be cheaper. So Boston, and you would have your choice. What's your closest airport?
Madison would be Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, yeah. So it's definitely $200 out of Milwaukee. It's same for Chicago and Minneapolis. Madison, it's about $70 more round trip.
Okay. That gives me good insight. Okay.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And somebody's already wondering, where did you say to go to find out about lines?
Yeah, it's an app called MyTSA, MyTSA. You can download that on your Android or your iOS phone. And it's basically, it's actually from the Department of Homeland Security. And it does allow you, while you're in line, by the way, to tell other people that are coming how long the lines are. So it's a crowdsource app where you can either look at the times or you can actually, while you're in line, punch it. It's very similar to what they do at Disney, for example.
Ah, okay. Sarah in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. I hope you're both doing well today.
Excellent.
Yes, we are. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm planning a trip to Costa Rica, flying to San Jose September 3rd and returning to Madison September 11th. I'm wondering if I've already missed the opportunity for cheap airfares or
no, you're actually a little bit early right now for that particular purchase. Usually that would be in the 3-month window, so you're definitely in the window. You're actually outside the window, so you have a chance to do that now. Costa Rica has been one of the most popular places for airlines to add capacity the last 2 years, both to San Jose and the other airport, Liberia. They've been adding on quite a few flights. Costa Rica is booming. The price for that time frame has been in the 450 to 500 range, but I've seen it as low as 389 on both United and American.
Okay, and when should I start to be looking at tickets? Because I noticed that they've kind of been edging up for that time frame.
Sure, and did you say you were in September, right? You were leaving in September.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, September. You want to start looking around sort of the late June, early July time frame. But if you do see a price in the low 400s or the high 300s, they may pop in from time to time. I'd go ahead and book that ticket right away.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. We have Sue on Facebook wonders, what's the difference between fair compare and kayak?
Yeah, we're very similar. We both have what we call what's called meta search, which means we don't actually sell tickets on our site, although Kayak does actually brand. They don't sell them themselves, but it looks like you are. We do a little bit different because we have a huge pile of data. We've been in this for over 10 years. We've been studying airfare data, trying to basically find the best deals, when to do, when to shop. We're a bunch of airfare geeks trying to hack our way to better airfare. I also get to the privilege of writing columns for ABC News and USA Today, as well as FoxNews.com as well. So I have columns. And so basically our entire focus at our company is finding people cheaper deals. We don't sell tickets, so we don't have sort of a stake in the game of where you decide to buy it on. And the way we make money is advertising on our website.
Lanny in Iowa up next with a question. Hi, Lanny.
Hi, thank you for taking me, sir.
Sure.
I fly back and forth to the Philippines quite frequently, and I like to fly to Cebu, but usually I wind up going to Manila because the ticket's cheaper. And I'm going this time July 4th, and I'm staying 3 months. And I've already got my ticket, but I was just wondering, I book it to Manila, and then they book me a flight to Cebu.
Yeah, so a couple things I would note about the Philippines. Historically, Continental Airlines, before they merged with United, basically had a hub there. There was sort of an interesting in the Philippines, and because of the military that's there, the prices have been the demand is pretty good. The ticket prices have been pretty good. Are you saying that you didn't want to come back from Cebu, or you actually want to switch your ticket?
Well, I'm just checking to see if I did the right got a ticket that's in the ball game.
Yeah, how much did you pay for your ticket?
I paid around $1,300.
That's a pretty good price to the Philippines. I'm looking at the historical price point. It's been averaging between $1,250 and $1,650 from the Northwest. So that's a pretty good price.
Okay. How about now? We're going to go back in December. When should I start looking for that ticket?
About 5 months ahead of time. Let me give you a couple tips, too, as well. There are certain days of the week that are cheaper than others. They have what's called midweek and weekend pricing. It's more expensive to fly on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's an additional $35 to $40 each way. So even on half your trip, if you leave on, for example, a Tuesday, Wednesday, on half your trip, you'll get that savings as well. The ticket prices to the Philippines are also much cheaper from the West Coast. So you might want to check to see if you could do a domestic ticket to the West Coast and then get a Philippine ticket out of the West, one of the West Coast cities like Los Angeles or San Francisco.
Okay. We checked on one, and we were leaving from Minneapolis, but they were landing in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so you could see if that ticket price, for example, was $1,600 or $1,700, which it could be in that time frame. From the West Coast, that same ticket might be $1,150. You can find yourself a domestic ticket to the West Coast. You could split ticket like one of the other callers did earlier today.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck. Thank you so much for calling, Lanny. Appreciate it. Adele and Cudahy up next. Hi, Adele.
Yes, hello. And I want to say that I've been on the Fair Compare site a year ago or so, and I really
we'll come back.
I'm still on. I actually went to Cyprus, and I bought a ticket for around $890.
That's a very inexpensive ticket. So
that was round trip. I went through Heathrow. Just Heathrow was my connecting flight. I did have a 13-hour layover on the way back, but that was.
I love that all your callers are buying to Europe under $1,000. It's awesome.
It really is.
Okay. And I do want to say something about the lady that called about the parking in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
There are several sites. I used to work at the airport, so there are several off-airport sites. It's not hard to find a parking spot, and there's some reasonable ones there, so she could go for that. But I also want to ask, I am now planning a trip to Switzerland, and
yes.
I'm on your site, and I'm getting some fare updates, and they're ranging from like $1,300 to $790. I'm going in probably mid-October, around the 18th or so of October, and I'm just wondering, should I wait a little
bit? Oh, no, you definitely want to wait. October's a perfect time to go, by the way, and it's cheaper by a long stretch. In mid-October, it actually, depending on what day you leave, it gets a little cooler there, so depending on the weather. But early October, the prices drop another 5 to 8% in mid-October for departures in mid-October. You want to start shopping...
No. Okay.
Yeah, you want to start shopping in about a month and a half or so. You're a little bit early for October, and you'll see that price drop down for October, especially to Switzerland, depending on where you're connecting out of, and potentially in Zurich, or even to sometimes into Belgium as well, depending on where you're going. The price will drop closer to $1,000 round trip.
Well, I just saw you sent me a fare update yesterday that it was $790.
Yeah, if you see $790, I'd book it right away. If our system can, that's probably going to be on Iceland Air. They tend to undercut some of those prices. So you'll be stopping in Reykjavik, for example. So you just, in that particular airline, a lot of people fly it. It's very inexpensive. It's a good airline. So that's probably where you're seeing that $800 price. The other airlines are probably in the $1,200 range, Delta and United. So, but those will drop on Delta and United under closer to the $1,000 range in a couple months.
Okay, so I need to be careful of that then, depending on... I would be going out of Milwaukee or Chicago. I'm finding that the difference is not that much.
Yeah, it depends. Usually what happens is Chicago and Minneapolis, they tend to be about 5 to 6% cheaper than Milwaukee and about 20% to 25% cheaper than flying out of a regional airport like Madison, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to work for an airline, so I'm pretty... aware of
how that works. Adele, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it. That $790 sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, no, Iceland Air, and they fly out of Minneapolis as well, so they've been undercutting the price. There's also going to be some flights on Norwegian Air as well. We're not getting as much competition as we'd like to have, but a lot of people want to fly over the Atlantic in a low-cost model. We're seeing it happen. We're having the airlines pushing back on this, for example, on Norwegian Air. So hopefully we'll get more competition. That'll drive the price down a bit.
Thanks again, Adele. We'll go to Michael in Madison next. Hi, Michael.
Hi. I was going to go to Australia a couple months ago at a very good price of about $1,300.
That's an excellent price.
Pardon?
That's an excellent price.
Yeah. And there was a death in the family in Australia, so the person I was going to see, which was a very dear cousin, I just lost all interest in going, and I wondered if there's a chance I can get my money back from United. It was a non-refundable ticket.
Yeah, if it's a non-refundable ticket, the first thing I hope that you call them, because in order to get any value out of your ticket, you have to call and cancel it. They're going to charge you, in that case, a $300 change fee, but you'll still have the residual value on your ticket for, I think on United, it's 10 months, maybe 11 months, but you'll have to buy another ticket on United within that time frame to get your money out of it.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, it's worth it if you're going to...
Yeah, no, I mean, you should go ahead and call them anyway. If you're definitely not, because what will happen if you don't call them and you miss your flight, they'll automatically cancel it and you lose the entire value.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck, Michael. Thank you for calling. And Leslie in Tomahawk. Hello, yes. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. We're planning a trip from Minneapolis out to Bozeman, Montana. Leaving September 8th and coming back on the 17th. And we're looking at the airfares now. We're not sure if it's too early. We're seeing like $488. It's a nonstop flight. And wondering if we need to wait a little more or if you think that's maybe a pretty good price.
That's a little bit high for that time of year. I think you need to wait another month and a half or so to start shopping.
Okay.
You should see that drop another 10 to 15% if you wait. Now, I will caution everybody who are waiting. Oil prices have jumped up from the low 30s to the mid to high 40s in the last month and a half or so. Depending, if that starts to jump in the 60, 70, 80 range, then I would be sure and shop a little bit earlier because that's going to affect the airline's profitability.
Okay, what was it that you said was going up?
Oil prices, yeah.
Okay.
So just keep an eye on oil prices. Right now they're in the high 40s. If you see them jump to the 70s, then you want to shop just a slight bit earlier than what I just told you.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. We have John in Eau Claire next. Hi, John.
Hi. I was just calling. I don't fly very often, but I was looking at a flight to go to Alaska, and I was wondering if there was any advantages or disadvantages and for cost and like just being at the airport for like an overnight flight.
Flying at night.
Yeah, you know, red eyes, there's not as many as there used to be with red eye flights, but flying overnight usually is much much less expensive than the normal flights. Sometimes those are positioning flights, trying to get aircraft, but it's typically out of a hub, so you'd have to fly out of either Minneapolis or Chicago to see something where you might have that kind of flight that went overnight. It is a lengthy flight. You're looking at the, you know, 4.5 to 6 hours, depending on where you connect or if you can fly nonstop. So I don't know if they have those specifically. It depends. I'd have to look at flight schedules, but they are cheaper typically by about 30% to 35%.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. And out of Eau Claire, John would probably be going to Minneapolis.
Yeah, you'd have to take a little road trip to Minneapolis there.
Should Alex buy a ticket to Anaheim, California? Now for early November? Probably not.
Nah, it's way too early, yeah. So for early November, you want to start shopping sort of late August or early August, mid-August to early September. It's a perfect time to go. So just stay out of Thanksgiving time frame if you can. I don't know if he's looking for a Thanksgiving ticket. Yeah, so if he's looking for a Thanksgiving ticket, he wants to shop just slightly earlier, probably in the late July, early August time frame. If it's outside of that, then he wants to wait another month and a half after that. So it depends, because in the case of Thanksgiving, it's a popular time to go to Disney, and those ticket prices actually sell out a little bit earlier than most of the rest of them do.
And Gail emailed to say she's looking for a round trip flight to Boise. Oh, she doesn't give the time though, either out of Milwaukee or Chicago. She was surprised at how expensive it was to get from Wisconsin to Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, you know, the ticket price right now, for example, for summertime travel to Boise out of Chicago, is ticket prices ranging sort of the mid 300s up to the sort of low 400s.
Well, that's not so bad.
That's not as bad as it could be. Now, that price, depending on what time she wants to go, if it's in the fall, it's way too early to shop. If she wants to go this summer, she needs to buy that ticket in the next couple weeks.
As we look at, I was thinking about my ticket to Saskatchewan was $509, I think, which was, I don't think the price has varied for about the last 5 years.
Yeah, what happens is that ticket price settles in because there's hardly any competition. I'm looking at it ranges between $480 and $540 on our history here. So you do have like a $50 play, but it sounds like you bought right in the middle of that window there.
So yeah, so I have it on my Capital One card, so I just knocked it off. It's a free trip for me anyway.
Yeah, you know, I would also note about credit cards and branded credit cards, if you're only flying once, maybe twice a year, you're better off buying things like cash back cards, because virtual currency of airline currency, it's always devaluing. A lot of the airlines devalued their points in the last couple of years. So, you know, if you're flying a lot on that airline, if your boss is paying for your tickets on that airline, it's better to have an airline branded credit card. Otherwise, it's better off having. In my particular case, I use an SBG hotel card, which I can transfer points to other airlines. So if you get into that credit card game, it's fun to play, but you got to be a bit of a hobbyist.
Okay. Rick, thanks a lot. Appreciate your...
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Yeah, Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. Take a look at his site if you'd like to get some more information about it. On Garden Talk, we'll take a look at native plants with Neil DeBole tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.